JBC and WJBC.com. I'm Greg Hallbleib.
Thank you, Greg. Have you ever had to have an animal go to the vet and you end up and the bill for the vet is just more than you can believe? Hello, Greg.
Oops, I've been there. Yeah.
You are.
Nope, I was getting back into other mode there.
No, that's okay.
All right. No, sorry about that. I have, and yes, it's sticker shock.
Well,
yes.
we're gonna help you here. The folks that are with us in studio right now from ISU, Professor Stephen Taylor and three of his prodigal kids are in here, and we're going to talk about pet insurance.
Hmm.
And I was just telling them my experience with, I wish I would have had pet insurance, happened about, 9 years ago. I had a beautiful, wonderful dog I loved like a child. It was an Akita and got sick. We had to take it to the U of I. It had to be operated on a couple of times down there. And in the span of a week, the dog eventually passed away. And the bill was $6,000. I could have used pet insurance at that time. But let's just get into this here this afternoon. And first, Dr. Steve Tyler, how are you?
Fine, Dan. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here today. Tell us about this project. How to get started?
Well, thank you. I was approached by these three marketing students who came to me as a professor of marketing at Illinois State and asked if there was a way they could get an out-of-class experience that was real-world oriented. And so we went and looked around at the Katy Insurance School and found some projects and sifted through them, and this pet insurance project was available. It's a startup company called Figo out of Chicago. And so we decided to build a research team to look at this, to explore this, and we spent the last year trying to better understand pet insurance as a product from a marketing perspective. And we just put out a report. It's available actually for free online at katyschoolstudies.org. So it's freely accessible. Anybody can go look at that at their convenience.
Yeah. Who introduce the three that are here this afternoon for
us? Sure. I have Jarvis Sokolowicz here, who's a marketing junior. We have a Elise Link, who is a senior, just graduating in a couple of weeks here from Illinois.
And she can't wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And Kayla Jenkins, who's also a marketing junior.
Let's just get started, and we'll start with Kayla. Pet insurance, why that for a research topic?
We chose pet insurance because we realized that there was very little awareness in how people are really treating their pets as family. So that's something that we were realizing as we were going through our research, trying to figure out if there was any awareness, and we found out that there was very little.
Really?
Yeah.
So people understood the concept of insurance, but not insurance on their pets, maybe?
Yeah, correct. They didn't know if that was like a thing that they can add to their policy or anything like that.
I'll be darned. And you weren't out there trying to set up insurance policies for pets. You were really trying to discover what the marketplace was interested in, right?
Right, correct.
Wow. So that's where we've started. And your research just took you all over the place, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
We're going to find out about that here in just a minute. Jarvis, pet insurance, I'm betting, is the new frontier if you want to grow a market somewhere. Am I pretty close?
Absolutely, yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, pet insurance, insurances in general, doesn't have many areas to grow. And with pet insurance, we find growth margins right now at, over the past couple of years, is around 12.4% over the from 2014 to 2015. It's really, really showed where insurance can really grow. No other insurance product has that kind of growth. And currently, our market only has 1% coverage, if not less. Some estimate up to 2%. And what's really startling and where a lot of our research took us was to really look where we could look to in the future. We looked over to the European market. We have as much – where they have as much as 45% of their market shares covered. You put that into our dollars, you multiply that out by just by 25% based on ours, you have roughly a $15 billion market just based on our products alone. And we have very low annual and monthly rates. So why is pet insurance an interesting research topic? Because that's where the money is for insurance.
Yeah, it probably would be. It probably would. I can't believe that even when you said it's 1, maybe 2% of market, I'm surprised it's that high, to be honest about it. Did that surprise you a little bit?
Yeah, yes, it did.
Yeah, I'm surprised. That's another talking point we need to go back to. Elise, when you guys did this study. And by the way, everybody, this wasn't like a semester term paper. This was a full year, dig in your heels and claw after every piece of information that you can. What did you find out when you finished the study? What were the big points?
Well, so what we did was we held two focus groups. Our first group was of pet owners. We had 11 pet owners come in and talk about some things. And we also had a focus group of independent insurance agents. And we came up with three basic research questions. The first was just to figure out what the level of awareness was of pet insurance as a product. And then secondly, how do these people co-create value psychologically? Like, what is it that gets value from pet insurance? And then the third was, what are the goals that are going to get them to actually purchase pet insurance?
And what did you find out?
So basically what we found, that there wasn't any significant awareness of pet insurance as a product or any brand awareness at
Which
all.
Which kind of goes back to why there's only a 1% to 2% market penetration, right?
Right, exactly. And then as far as how they perceive value, consumers wanted something that would give them financial, satisfy financial risk, and also the responsibility as a pet owner was a big thing. And then as it goes with that, also peace of mind. And then for the consumers, they were concerned also about financial things. Would they be able to make a profit off of that? And then also creating a good relationship with their customers.
Was it a different group of information or things you guys got out of your focus groups? Did the insurance agents look at it differently than the homeowners, the regular consumers? Was there a
was
it different?
Some of the agents, more concerned about would they be able to make a profit off of this.
Absolutely.
Since the policy isn't that expensive. But there is that opportunity. That was one thing that they were really concerned about, whereas pet owners really concerned about having that peace of mind and also being a responsible pet owner, as well as the financial aspect of it.
Yeah, everybody was looking for, I'm guessing, if there was any connection, it was the return on their investment. Their ROI
right.
was probably in their minds across the board, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's obviously going to be the case. Did the insurance agents think this is a good idea?
The thing is, they just don't know enough about it, and that's sort of our point, is that there needs to be a big sort of awareness campaign. They're definitely very, very interested in it. That's what they want to know. Is it going to be worth it?
Absolutely. Jarvis, when this all was finished, when you were finished with all of the input into your research, what do you think is going to come out at the other end? What are the implications of this study that you guys have put together?
We found some interesting things. Biggest one, we've touched on it a lot of times, I'll reiterate, is awareness. We need to figure out a platform as an industry, as insurance, not just ISU or FIGO, we're talking about as an industry. We need to figure out how to roll this out to get people to understand the pet insurance product as a whole. They have no conception of what this product really looks like, which is good, mm-hmm. what we found. Now, as marketers, we can get behind this and with them create a product that'll really do what they want it to do. And that was the goals behind a lot of our research questions and stuff, was to get at that.
Was the insurance company real interested in this, or is this something they said, I think we could pick it up and run with this?
Yeah. FIGO's had a lot of interest into it, and when we presented at the CPCU also, and they had a lot of interesting questions. The CPCU's insurance exam, it's an organization that puts together a lot of things like that.
Yeah, it's you're at the end of the project, or is this going to be an ongoing project? Somebody going to pick it up? You guys going to keep running with it? Have you mined all the nuggets of information you think you need to mine right now?
Absolutely. I can kind of pass it over to Kayla. We may end up putting this into a little bit of an IMC course, which is an integrated marketing communication. We're actually going to pair up with a local professor.
Yeah, that's going to be part of the starting.
You're doing good. Thanks. Go ahead, Kayla.
we're going to be working with a local professor to help her out with some of the other aspects of the research, just to continue on the project for the next year with the other students. So I think it's going to be really cool to see how this progresses.
Yeah, with the fact that there's only a 1% to 2% market penetration, and you know how many people have animals.
Right.
I just, you guys are on the front edge. What was your takeaway? I'll go through all three of it. What was your takeaway out of this?
From the project, I think it was really a great learning experience to actually do things that I wouldn't have done in a classroom. So definitely getting the outside classroom experience and being something that I could really show for the real world was really cool. And also being able to talk to actual professionals, and that was really cool too. For doing this project was awesome.
Absolutely. Elise, what was your takeaway?
I definitely agree with everything she had to say. Also, I'm doing interviews now to hopefully get a big kid job. So that's always the first thing they ask me about. I get to talk about real life experience and what I've learned in doing marketing research. I've had a lot of opportunity that I just don't get in a classroom.
Marketing research, well, you already know this. You're about to graduate. Research is so important these days. You want because everybody wants to know exactly how they should be spending their money and things like that. How about you, Jarvis? What was your takeaway out of this?
I learned a lot of important aspects of how to research, not only professionally but personally. It was really interesting to move forward as a team and see almost how messy this is. It wasn't clean, but...
Explain that.
There's just so much that goes on to it, especially even on Dr. Taylor's side, who's worked tirelessly to put all this together. This isn't an easy thing. There's what's called an IRB. It's basically you have to register your research, any kind of research you do with people, through this very complex process. It's meant to protect people, but unfortunately, for our case, where no harm really would have been done, it really was a hassle at first. And there's a lot of paperwork that, yes.
Yeah, welcome to the world of research.
Absolutely. And so just learning how to react to situations, especially with presentations. We presented to a number of crowds, and we didn't know the questions. When we presented to the CPCU, we were drilled with insurance questions. We're marketing majors.
Yeah.
We had no idea what they were throwing at us, especially limit liabilities and such. So that really led us, again, to another end of the world, learning more about insurance. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool. We picked up a lot of information that I had no idea would ever come out of this.
Well, and what you just said there is something that I know that you figured out, too, that the more questions they ask, the more interest they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. People who don't care don't ask questions. Yeah. They just don't ask questions. Dr. Steve, I have one last question for you. And again, I say this every day. I wish I could have you guys on for an hour. First of all, I love research and stuff like that. When I was in the sales and marketing world, I loved it. I was a geek about research. Where do you think this research is going to take the industry? Is it going to be something that the industry, the insurance industry, is going to take a look at and said, you know, this is pretty deep. This is pretty well done. We should pay attention to this.
Yeah, absolutely. The insurance industry, it exists to meet people's needs, mm-hmm. And so since we don't really understand that, this is really a first step towards understanding that. It's going to, one, help the insurance industry do a better job of doing that. Once they understand these needs better through work like this, they'll be able to communicate that and craft policies, that really make sense out there. So, yeah, this is just the front end. One of the great things about having universities available to you is that we have research classes and we have, communication, lots of marketing classes, and we can leverage these kinds of things both within classroom and outside the classroom. So we anticipate a number of things emerging for this. There's lots of research questions we haven't even started to address.
Oh, yeah.
This is just really kind of a fun, exciting collaboration between business practice and academics.
And I can say this, I think for sure, this is probably just one of many that are going on at ISU with researches into a lot of different businesses. But this is something I think you guys have nailed it. You're on the front end of doing something that 10 years from now, this will be big news.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and it's because you guys got it started. Good deal. Thanks to Elise. Thanks to Jarvis. Thanks to Kayla. Thanks to Dr. Steve Taylor from ISU. Keep it rolling. And congratulations on graduating. Getting the heck out of here. Yeah. Now you'll feel what it's like to be, never mind. It's good. Congratulations. Graduation is great. Keep it going, guys. 425 right now, AM 1230, WJBC. Oh, but before I go away here, the site where you can get the information from this is called katiesschoolstudies.org, and it's KATIESCHOOLSTUDIES.org. I went to ISU. I graduated, too. I can spell. 426 right now at WJBC.
Your voice for politics in Central Illinois.